This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Welcome back to 8-Bit Radio, presented by the GameScoop Podcast. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. This is a radio show where I play some of my favorite 8-bit tunes from the Nintendo Entertainment System. Something about these sounds, I don't know, it just makes me happy. I love that every NES game has this one uniform sound, even though they all have unique melodies. You know, you hear the music from any of these games, you instantly know what system it was from. I think that's awesome. That's something we've completely lost with modern games, since the soundtrack can be anything the developers can fit on a disc. They don't have to work within the parameters of the console's built-in sound chip, you know. Anyway, let's get to the music. Mega Man 2. A lot of people argue about which is a better game, Mega Man 2 or Mega Man 3. Both amazing games, to be sure. One thing is for certain, Mega Man 3 has the better soundtrack. Not that the Mega Man 2 soundtrack is anything to scoff at. Here are a few selections first. From Mega Man 2. So that's Mega Man 2. Here are a few tracks from Mega Man 3, which was released in 1990. That was pretty late in the NES's life, which might explain why the music is so fucking good. Thank you.
Faxanadu was an action RPG platformer developed by Hudsonsoft in Japan. Nintendo published it in North America as a first-party game in 1989. It's a pretty cool game, and is available on the Wii Virtual Console, where IGN rated it an 8.5. The soundtrack has several quirky, medieval tunes like these. The Final Fantasy series has provided us with loads and loads of great music over the years. I love the sound of two of its most famous themes in an 8-bit style. There were two Ghostbusters games released on the NES. This is the theme from Ghostbusters 2. Ghouls and Ghosts was originally released in arcades by Capcom in 1985. It is a medieval fantasy platformer known for being incredibly difficult. Capcom brought it to the NES, and it is available on the Virtual Console. Here are a few tunes. Ikari Warriors was released in arcades in 1986 and was later ported to the NES. Ikari is Japanese for Fury, so you can call it Fury Warriors if you want. It's a Commando clone developed at a time when there were many Commando clones, but Ikari Warriors is one of the best. The arcade version had these very cool rotary joysticks that let you fix your aiming in one direction and walk in another. Very high-tech in 1986. The NES version had an infinite lives code. Just enter ABBA and press start when you run out of lives. Here's a few tunes. Kid Icarus was released on the NES in 1987. Let's hope the upcoming 3DS game includes a few of these plucky tunes. Thank you. Metal Gear was originally released on the MSX2 computer in Japan in 1987 and then ported to the NES and released in North America the following year. What I remember most about it was the hilarious English. I remember at one point there's a soldier who exclaims, "I feel asleep." I love that. But the music was also pretty cool too. So that brings us to the end of another 8-Bit Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Email me at gamescoop@ign.com to let me know what you think of the show and to make any requests. Also, make sure you're following me on Twitter so you can keep up with all the games I'm gaming. This is 8-Bit Radio. My name is Damon Hatfield, and I'm out. Thank you.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.